UPP has a heap of evidence in which Chinese contractors have been awarded contracts before at amounts that are far below the project cost, and immediately they are awarded the tenders and works commence, they invoke clauses that allow for renegotiations, and in the end, the contract price is triple.
We are shocked that the response was flooded with how the tender was advertised for many weeks to show that there was no corruption. It's common sense that advertising a tender does not make it corruption-free. We have in our possession audio, video, and documentary evidence of how ZRA and government officials met with the corrupt Chinese in order to give them tips on the whole project in exchange for cash to power their personal pockets. We don't talk amiss. We want to stand one, Mr. Kingsley Chanda, against being the defender of corruption as shown in his response. This is a very serious matter which should not be taken lightly through a simplistic response that has failed to address the core issues.